This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
I am calling from Samoa Island, but I'm originally from Ghana.
Alhamdulillah.
Are you Ahmadi?
First of all, yes, I am an Ahmadi Muslim, a very strong believer in Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi salam. Now, Adnan Rashid made a statement right now that Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi salam does not even deserve to be a school teacher. Just about a few minutes ago. And Adnan Rashid is also on record for saying that Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi salam's writing, particularly Barahini Ahmadiyya, is one of the greatest writing in Islam. So I want to ask him, is that not a contradiction?
Good question. Very good question. Someone's character determines how qualified...
No, I am not asking about character.
Well, I'm answering.
He's answering in this way. Let him answer, Imam. Yeah.
Imam Saab, I am answering your question. Someone to be a good author and a good writer doesn't make him a good person necessarily. Okay? When someone writes a good book and someone is a good author and writes the truth in it, because Barahini Ahmadiyya has good arguments for Islam. It has.
Wow.
At that time, Can you mute him?
Yeah.
Can you mute him? Hashim, can you mute him?
Please? Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay. Hear my answer, Imam Saab. Stop laughing. You have a beautiful smile, but stop laughing. You're not listening, are you? Are you listening? Okay, good. Listening. Someone who is a good writer and makes good argument is not necessarily a good person. And if a person is not a good person, and a person is a liar, and is a person of no credibility, and is a person of contradictions, that person should not be a school teacher. Do you understand me? Barahini Ahmadiyya has correct akida. For example, it says Isa alayhi salam is alive in the heavens with Allah and will return near the end of times, which you people don't accept, which Mirza himself later on changed. He changed his belief. He changed his akida. Okay, first he writes, wait, let me finish. First he writes in Barahini Ahmadiyya that Jesus is alive with Allah and he will return near the end of times. That is something beautiful. That's a beautiful akida. That's our belief. And Mirza confirmed it. So that's a good thing about the book. Now, same guy who wrote this book later on started to make the blunders we have already mentioned. I'm going to let you defend Mirza now. Let's see what you can do for Mirza Saab. Okay? Mirza Saab said...
Wait, Adnan, you have spoken.
Adnan, bhai, we want to go back to the prophecies because this will carry on otherwise. This is a tactic.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So let's go back to the prophecies.
Imam Saab, now that you're here, we're going to put a prophecy to you. Let's see if you can respond to it. Imtiaz, bhai, go ahead.
Brother Hashim.
Yes.
I ask a specific question. First of all, I am here to help all the audience to also know the truth. And I saw that you were with Brother Raziullah for a long time going back and forth. But a simple statement that Brother Adnan Rashid made that I wanted to make a clarification on. I wanted him to make a clarification on. Now, this is a man who has the ability to defend Islam.
Yes, but Imam, and you need to understand that we have a specific topic, and the thing is, every time we sidetrack, we just go unnecessary tangents, which will not benefit anyone.
I was just coming to that.
Okay, make your point quickly. I'll give you 1 minute. But I want to come back on the topic at hand, which is about the prophecies of Ghulam Ahmad. Yes.
So, first of all, the point that I was trying to make is that Adnan Rashid accept that the writings of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi salam is, and particularly for Barahini Ahmadiyya, is the one of the greatest work in Islam. How does a defender of Islam writing a book being one of the greatest in defense of Islam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam not even fit to be a teacher? That is what I cannot understand. So that is what I want Adnan Rashid to address. Now, going back to say that he said that Isa is in heaven, and later on, we know that he said that when Allah had not appointed him as a prophet.
Okay, so Imam, you want an answer or you don't want an answer?
Yes, I want an answer. Yes.
Okay, let Adnan speak. Then. Okay. And please do not interject.
Yeah. I believe Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani wrote some good arguments in Barahini Ahmadiyya. I believe that. But later on, Mirza Ahmad, having done some good work, became a kafir, became a disbeliever by claiming to be a prophet when he had no authority to do so. And on top of that, his own writings later on show that he was a liar, mentally deranged, a foolish man who was actually not, he didn't know what he was doing. Well, now, I'll give you other examples of that. Wait. Imam Saab, let me finish.
I'll give you another example.
There was a man called Rashad Khalifa who wrote a book titled 19. He proposed a theory from the Quran that the Quran is mathematically coded by using the number 19. That book was hailed as one of the greatest books. Are you listening, Imam Saab, or you're paying some your attention somewhere else? Listen to me. That book was hailed as a great book by the scholars. Same man, Rashad Khalifa, later on apostatized and used his own same theory to challenge Islam. Rashad Khalifa now, if I say today that his book on 19 was a good book, am I endorsing him as a good person? Am I endorsing him as a valid source of Islam? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You have limited brain cells, the Ahmadis. I don't mean you as a person. I mean Ahmadis, limited brain cells that cannot get the message out. I don't mean all Ahmadis, by the way. I mean the missionaries in particular. The Ahmadi missionaries, they have limited brain cells because they misquote everyone. What they do is they ignore the fatwa of kufr upon Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, which was facilitated by Batalawi and other scholars. What they do is they take Batalawi's earlier writings, like what they do to me, what they're doing to me right now. Okay, they do that to Batalawi. Batalawi similarly praised Barahini Ahmadiyya when it was authored. Okay, in the 1880s, when Barahini Ahmadiyya was authored, Batalawi praised it for its virtues because it had some virtues. But later on, Batalawi is the same man who declared takfir upon Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, made him basically called him a kafir and got a fatwa on him. Ahmadis, the missionaries, completely ignore the fatwa and they use his earlier praise, which was done for the right reasons, for the right time. Okay? So you guys need to have some shame and get the message. Over to you now.
Okay, thank you. So first of all, everyone knows that Rashad Khalifa was killed. And so you cannot compare him to someone who is claiming to be a prophet and who has been protected upon all the accusations, upon all the hatred, was still protected throughout his life until he completed his life. You cannot compare him to Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi salam in any way. That's the first point. Allah himself promised in the Quran that he will protect anyone, I mean, he will kill anyone who lies about him. So for Rashad Khalifa to be killed is a clear indication that he cannot be a true person. I am saying that Mirza Ghulam Ahmed alayhi salam has the ability to defend Islam, to even write a great book in Islam. How will you say that such a person does not fit to teach? Now, you claim that, just a minute, you claim that he was doing good things at the beginning, and later on, because he claimed to be a prophet, the people turned against him. That is the case of all prophets, including the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Usually called him As-Sadiq wa Amin, but when he claimed to be a prophet, they referred him to be a liar. In the Quran says that he is a madman. According to the Quran, the people call the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam a madman. So you're calling Mirza Ghulam Ahmed alaihi wasallam names does not change the fact that he is a prophet.
Imam Saab, let's have a conversation. Let's talk. Who called him madman?
The Quran says that they called him. I don't need evidence of someone calling him to accept
him. No. Imam Saab, the Quran speaks the truth. I agree with you. Tell me who was the Quran. Yes, who was the Quran referring to that they called him madman?
I don't even need evidence. Once the Quran says
No.
We need to understand the question. Try to understand the question. Who was making the allegations?
That is my answer to the question. My answer to the question is...
Okay, Adnan, tell me.
I accept every word of the Quran. So once the Quran says it, I don't need an evidence to say that because this...
I don't think you understood the question. Adnan, maybe...
Imam Saab.
Give the answer. Give the answer.
You explain the question.
Imam, basically what he's asking is, who made the allegation regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he was a madman? Was it the believers or was it the disbelievers? In simple terms.
It is those who did not believe in him.
Exactly. Who so the disbelievers,
Just a minute. It is those who do not accept him, just as Adnan Rashid does not accept Mirza Ghulam Ahmed and he's calling him names. It is those who do not believe in him that are calling him madman.
Okay. Yes. Yes. You got a point.
Even about Anabi Isa alayhi salam, we have evidence that they called him a madman.
Okay.
This is the case of all prophets.
We got your point, Imam Saab.
Imam Saab. Let's have a conversation. Are you willing to do that?
Of course.
Yes. Okay, brilliant. When the Quran says that people called him a madman, who is the Quran talking about? Which people?
I have answered this question. I have just answered you.
No, the answer it again.
Brother Hashim just explained, was it the believers or the non-believers? And I just told you, it is those did not believe in him.
He's saying the disbelievers, Adnan. Carry on.
Okay, I
that called him a madman. Just as you do not believe in Mirza Ghulam Ahmed and you are calling him names, the same happened. The same thing happened. And the same happens to all prophets.
Okay, I think we lost Adnan, his connection issues again.
And in fact, one point that I want to add before Adnan comes is that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has compared Muslims to the Jews. So just as the Jews were calling their Messiah names and not believing in him for over 2,000 years, the same have the Muslims rejected their Messiah and calling him names, just as Adnan Rashid is doing.
Okay, so let Imtiaz come in, because I think Adnan's having some issues with his connection.
I just wanted to make a point then.
You already made a point several times. Let Imtiaz come in. Go on. Imtiaz, wait. Okay.
So Imam Saab, first of all, it's a pleasure to have you on the platform. Definitely. You have every right to defend your religion. Imam Saab, I just want to mention...
Am I in already?
Yes, but you got a different picture on your...
Okay, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Adnan, you got a different profile picture?
Yeah. It's one of my friends. I'm using his account, so sorry about that, yeah? Isn't my friend amazing? good looking.
He's got swag.
He's got swag. Okay. The camera, before the camera turns on, I want to talk to Imam Saab nicely, beautifully, compassionately. Before Imam Saab shouts, I request that you remain calm and answer my questions so that we can have a fruitful conversation and end it very quickly. Imam Saab, the Quran says people called him Majnoon, mad, right? Okay. So these people are disbelievers. These are Mushrikeen of Makkah, correct?
Yeah.
Yes,
that's
correct.
Correct.
And
disbelievers. Okay. All of these people, Imam Saab, all of them, every single one of them believed in Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam before his death. All of them, every single one of them. Wait, now let me.
It is not true.
Let him finish, and then you can come in, Imam Saab. Let Adnan finish, and then you can come in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your argument does not stand. Every single time you're trying to bring the Quran in, it doesn't support you amazingly. Your Ahmadi religion. Okay, the Quran tells us that these people were calling the Prophet a madman, a magician, okay, a soothsayer, all these things. Okay, okay, All of these people before the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they believed in him. The Qurayshis are the same people who fought for Islam. They went as far as China and Spain. These same people, not one of them was left that they believed in Islam and the Messenger of Allah. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, when people called him mad, mentally deranged, a kafir, okay, a liar, a kadab, a dajjal, majority of his own relatives, including Muhammadi Begum, her husband, and the father of Muhammadi Begum, which we will talk about in due course, his own relatives never believed in him and died believing in Orthodox Islam with pride. So your point is redundant. Stop making lame points and wasting our time. Over to you.
Can I respond to that? First of all, it is not true that everyone who was calling the Prophet names accepted him. In fact, it is a fact that they even fought with him. Some even died in their kufu. They fought with the Prophet and his Sahaba, and some died in the process. So not all of them accepted him. Number two, during the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were Jews in Medina, there were Christians in Medina. Not all of them accepted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They did not accept him because they did not believe in him. So it is not true for you to make this claim that all of them accepted him. And in fact, even if we should accept your argument, they accepted him at what time? During the last period, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was about to go to his Lord. Islam continues till today, and in the Arab world, there are people who still do not accept the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, what is this argument? Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alaihi salam also came. Allah sent him revelations. He claimed to be a prophet. And as a prophet, not every single person accepted him, including those who were praising him before, just as the prophet. They were praising him, but when he claimed to be a prophet, as is happening to all prophets, they now turned back to reject him and call him names. That is what happened.
Okay, Adnan, I think we... You know, to be honest, this is not going anywhere. Let's not waste time on this.
Yes.
Let's bring some.
Let me quickly say the few sentences and we move on. No problem. Okay. Firstly, you made a claim that they were calling him a madman. I ask you, who? Which people? You confirmed the Qurayshis, his enemies, who were Mushrikeen.
I did not say Qurayshis. I said the disbelievers.
The Mushriks. I asked you specifically, Mushriks, Mushrikeen, and you said yes. Mushrikeen, yes? Mushrikeen were Quraysh.
Christians are not Mushrikeen. Christians are also Mushrikeens. No, they're not.
The Quran does not call them Mushrikeen because they're Ahlul Kitab. So you don't know what you're talking about. You're so jahil.
Are you saying the Quran does not say Christians associate with Allah? Is that what you are saying?
Does, the Quran, show me where the Quran calls them specifically. Quran calls them mushrikeen.
The Quran does not have to use that word.
This is not going anywhere. Adnan, yeah, I told you. Let's leave it here. Let's leave it here.
The Christians are associating partners with Allah. That is clear.
The Quran mentions indirectly about the shirk of the Jews and the Christians, no doubt. Okay, but the Quran gives them a title, Ahlul Kitab. Mushrikeen specifically, when the Quran mentions Mushrikeen, it specifically talks about idol worshippers of Quraysh. So I've responded to you. Your point doesn't stand. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani died a very sad man. Okay, died defecating next to his bed, and then he fell on his bed and he died. Okay, this is how he died. He was disease ridden. Did you know that? He claimed to be Masih Mawud. He claimed to be the Messiah. You know, the term Messiah, the term Masih means, one of the meanings is that the one who touches people, Masaha, the one who touches people and heals them, okay? Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, one of his greatest miracles was that he would touch people and he would heal them. Here we have a man called Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, who claims to be Masih Maw'ud, the promised Messiah, who was disease riddled with disease, riddled, diabetes, diarrhea, okay, for so years. His own son in Siratul
Mahdi.
Okay, his own son in Siratul Mahdi writes about him that my father suffered from severe bouts of diarrhea for years, and he was Masih Maud, he was the promised Messiah, he was the return of Jesus.
Let me finish.
We're gonna have to move on. You can stay with us. Imam Saab, you're most welcome to stay with us. But we're going to move on to the next topic so that we can do the prophecies. The topic of the day is prophecies. Let me finish first. So when you guys come to us, okay, to be honest with you, you know what? I really feel sorry for the people of Ghana in particular, where the Ahmadis have gone to simple people, and they have managed to deceive them, because people of Ghana don't know Urdu. The people of Ghana, they don't know Urdu. They don't know the writings of Mirza. They don't know who Mirza Ghulam Ahmad is. People of Ghana accepted this cult, thinking that this is the religion of Islam. They think this is the religion of Islam, but they don't know what the real religion of Islam is, my brother. Okay, so Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, who you claim to be the Messiah, could not even heal himself, let alone others. How can he be the return of Jesus Christ? How can he be the return of the Messiah when he is riddled with...
Hashim, I gave you 2 minutes. So, Imam, let Imtiaz make a quick point. Wait a minute, Imam. Let Imtiaz make a quick point and then you can come in. And that will be your last point, yeah? Okay, go ahead, Imtiaz bhai.
Okay, Jazakallah Hashim bhai. Okay, Imam Saab, first of all, let me say it, because you said to Adnan bhai that you don't get heated. Imam Saab, these topics are very close to our hearts. Okay, this is something sensitive. It was not to be disrespectful to you. It happens to all of us. Okay, because these topics are very sensitive, close to our hearts. So please accept apologies. It's not to hurt your feelings. Number one. Number two, Imam Saab, the point is this. Adnan bhai initially said, and which initiated the whole conversation, Adnan bhai said, and this was your objection on Adnan, that how can you call up this person who was defending Prophet Muhammad Sallam, he was defending the deen, how can you call him that he was not even qualified to be a teacher? Imam Sahib, my point, my simple request is this. Obviously, because this today's live stream is not on this topic. If you are interested, okay, let me request you, okay, will make topic character of Ghulam Ahmad according to his own writings and according to his own followers. And then I will let you speak, that you tell me if a person has this character, is it justifiable to say that his character was very, very questionable and it is not even good to be a teacher? So I will let, but now the problem is because stream is not on this topic, okay? And last point, Imam Sahab, I want to make is this. Please pay attention to this very important point. When Ahmadis, you know, when they try to address the objections against Mirza Sahib, what they say, oh, this prophet, you know, was rejected, as you said as well, oh, hey, they were, every nation called their prophet a liar, etc., etc. Imam Sahib, we are not discussing about a prophet. The point is, when Isa ibn Maryam, this was the claim of Mirza Sahib, that when Isa ibn Maryam will come, Imam Sahib, I invite you, please look into Islamic literature. We do not have any evidence that when Isa ibn Maryam will come, Muslims, Imams, scholars, and Muslim prominent people, they will reject him. They are waiting for him. So please don't compare him with others. It's not comparable. Secondly, we have no evidence in our tradition, the whole Islam, that Messiah will come and make a claim. There's no such thing. We are not waiting for any Messiah. Please, this term, Masih-e Ma'ud or promised Messiah, is a wrong term. It's a Jewish term. We are not waiting for any Messiah. Christians and Muslims, we both agree that Isa ibn Maryam, may Allah give him high status, has already come as Messiah. This term is very deceptive. Please don't buy this term, Masih-e Ma'ud. It's a Jewish term because Jews are still waiting for the promised Messiah. We are waiting for Isa ibn Maryam to come back. We are not waiting for any Messiah. These two things, they may seem close to each other, but they are very different. For example, if a person comes, he says, I'm a Messiah. There are both possibilities. People might accept him. People might reject him. But when Isa ibn Maryam will come, Imam Sahib, the whole Ummah will accept him because they are waiting for him to come back. And we have all the hopes of peace and prosperity in this world pinned on his second coming. So there is no such thing as Masih Ma'ud. The whole
allow me to respond to the two brothers now.
Okay, please, Imam Sahib, go ahead for 2 minutes.
Adnan, you have. Wouldn't you allow me to respond to what?
Yeah, he's saying 2 minutes. He's saying 2 minutes.
Go on. Two minutes. Yeah.
No. Because you made some claims, I need to respond to that before.
Yeah.
You said that you are sad for Ghanaians for accepting Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Ali Islam. Alhamdulillah, Ahmadiyyat is growing very well in Ghana. And I'm very grateful to Allah for allowing Ahmadiyyat to grow in Ghana. First of all, you said because we don't understand Urdu. And that is the point I am taking you on that. And that is why the Ahmadi brother Raziullah was on you that you should discuss points from the Quran. Because every Muslim in Ghana, at least majority of them, can recite the Quran, but they may not know what you are saying, whether it is true or not. If any Ahmadi doesn't come here to disprove you, any Ahmadi who can read Urdu, if they don't come here to disprove you, how would they know that you are speaking the truth or the Ahmadi Muslim is speaking the truth? But for the Quran, it is abundant online, everywhere. Anybody can read it. And that is why they were calling you to discuss the death of Anabi Isa alayhi salam, when the Quran is clear that Anabi Isa alayhi salam is dead. If Ahmadi Muslims in Ghana are accepting Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi salam, it is based on his teaching from the Quran, which is true, which is accepted by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba. Number one. Number two, you claim that Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi salam cannot be a Messiah because he was sick. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was also sick. Because prophets are men, and so anything that can happen to a man can also happen to them. And it is not true, it is never true that Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi salam died in toilet. It is never true.
I didn't say that.
No, you made that claim.
Adnan, make your point after you finish. You got 10 seconds.
You should have allowed me to land. You gave me 2 minutes.
You have 10 seconds left, Imam.
His own son, his own son, his own son writes in his book that Mirza Sahab relieved himself. He had a diarrhea, very severe bout of diarrhea. He relieved himself.
It's a lie. It is not true.
And wait. I will pull out the. I'll pull out right now. You want to listen? You want to hear?
It is not true.
You want to hear?
Please, can you allow me to respond?
Okay. Go ahead. You talk. I'll show you.
So I'll show you right now. Now, the point that I was making is that when you pull out anything, how will somebody verify? Whether it is Urdu, whether it is Persian or whatever, how would they verify? But as I'm sitting here, I have Quran with me. The Quran is translated. Sunnis have translated Quran. Ahmadis have translated Quran. Shia has translated Quran. Anybody who has Quran can easily verify subjects that are discussed based on the Quran. And the Ahmadi Muslims are asking you that if indeed you are Muslims who believe in the Quran, then let us discuss based on the Quran.
Okay, so Imam, let Imtiaz come in now, because I think you made your point.
You don't allow me to finish.
No, you made your point.
Allow me to land.
We gave you more than 2 minutes now.
No. But
we gave you more than 2 minutes.
Was speaking. Allow me to land, and then you come in.
Yeah.
Ahmadi Muslims are saying that the Quran is our Islam. So whatever we want to discuss, let us base our discussions on the Quran. For any Muslim who will reject arguments from the Quran, in my opinion, is not a believer in the Quran.
Reject the Quran. But anyway, thank you, Imam.
They cannot accuse Ahmadi Muslims of being kufar. They are rather becoming kufar in the Quran because they are rejecting the arguments from the Quran.
Thank you. Go on, MTS.
Okay, Imam Sahab, very quickly. First of all, I requested you because this is how everything started. You claim that how can we say these kind of things against Mirza Sahib? Okay, this was a starting point. I have requested you. So what do you think about this? We want to present to you evidence from his own writings, from his own followers. And then we want you to tell us that if he has these writings, these character, are we rightfully saying him that he was not a person of good character, or are we lying at him? Number one. And number two, okay. Very quickly, because this is not a topic. Inshallah, Brother Hashi will give you 1 minute, inshallah, my Imam Sahib. I want you to read from the Quran that, because you said, come to the Quran. Just inshallah, for all of us, read that verse from the Quran, which says that Isa ibn Maryam has died, number one. And number two, Isa ibn Maryam will come back in the last days as a form of another person. So this number two, please quote, listen, before you open, listen the point very carefully. You need to show me where Quran says that another person will come in the later days, in the last days, and he will be Isa ibn Maryam. Show me that verse.
First of all, the Quran is very clear. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ
No, please,
you need to understand the question and answer the question only, please. Because I've already given you guys more time about this topic, which is not really the topic. The question is very clear. Just answer the question, please, Imam.
Yeah, because Imam was trying to say that we Muslims are not living by the Quran. I simply said you one thing. Please listen to the question very carefully, Imam Sahib. My question is, show me that verse of the Quran which says that Isa ibn Maryam will come in the last days as a form of another person.
Now, you first said that I should show you a verse of the Quran where another Isa is dead.
No, I don't want that. I want the second
one. We specified the second one. Answer that, because you're just wasting time otherwise.
Let me answer, no problem. First of all, the Quran says he is dead, so the Quran will not say he will come back. No, I'm answering you.
Let him answer his way. It's okay, MTS way.
The Quran says that Anabi Isa alayhi salam is dead. So the Quran clearly says that any people who have come before, that have passed away, that have died, it is haram for them to come back. So the Quran will not make this claim and then tell you that Anabi Isa alayhi salam will come back. So Anabi Isa alayhi salam is dead according to the Quran and will never come back. So if you see in a hadith that a Masih is promised that he will come, then somebody else will come. And we have precedent. We have precedent in history. That precedent is that and maybe among the Jews, Elijah is supposed to have ascended to the sky, as you Muslims believe, even though there are proofs that Elijah was not ascended. So Elijah will come back, as the Jews believe, and as Muslims also believe that Anabi Isa is in the skies and he will come back. Now, the Quran makes it clear that Anabi Isa is dead. So when you see that somebody else will come, just as somebody else came in the spirit of Elijah, so shall somebody else come in the name of Anabi Isa alayhi salam. That is the precedent we have. And now, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives a similarity between the Muslims and the Jews. Hazwa Na'al bin Na'al. And then he says that they will resemble like two pair of shoes. The resemblance here is that the Jews are believing that a prophet has ascended to the skies. The Muslims are also believing that a prophet has ascended to the skies. And then they are believing that that prophet will come from the skies. Because of that, they did not believe in their Messiah. The Muslims, in the same way, are also believing that a prophet has ascended to the skies. Because of that, they are not accepting their Messiah. Number one. Number two, Anabi Isa alayhi salam in the Quran is clear that Anabi Isa is a Rasul ila Bani Israel. Anabi Isa is not a Rasul ila al-alam. He is not a Rasul for the whole of mankind, but a Rasul to only the Banu Israel.
Yeah, your time
if
is
Anabi
up.
Anabi Isa alayhi salam will come back for the whole of humanity. Then what should we do to that verse of the Quran
just one statement, inshallah, okay? Imam Sahib, you can watch this stream again. You said to all of us that this Quran, this is our deen, come to this Quran. I simply ask you the question that quote me that verse from the Quran. Either it says, you said that Isa has dead, it will not come. No problem. Leave on the side. Quote me that verse from the Quran which says that Masih Maud will come in the later days. Quote me that verse first, number one. And after that, when it comes to Ahadith, we can discuss. You invited us to Quran. I want that one verse, just one verse from the Quran which says that Masih Maud will come in the later days. This was the claim of your prophet. Show me that verse.
According to the Quran, Surah Al-Hud, verse 18, the witness that is coming is from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's not from the Ummah of Anabi Musa alayhi salam. That's number one. Number two, Anabi Isa alayhi salam, which the Muslims are waiting for, as I mentioned, according to the Quran, he is only a Rasul ila Bani Israel. And this statement was made to his mother even before his birth. So if he was supposed to come back in the latter days, that would also have been said. Now, for anybody to reject that verse of the Quran.
Which verse?
And now, please, let me make my point. And now run around and say that Anabi Isa, whom the Quran says that he is only a Rasul to the Banu Israel, will come back, which the Quran hasn't said, that is false. Now, when we call you to the Quran, we call you to the Quran because the Quran is the first point of call in Islam.
Yes.
Now, the Quran says that. Just a minute. The Quran says that, as I mentioned, in Surah Al-Hud, and maybe I should read it.
Give me the verse number.
In Surah Al-Hud, Allah Almighty says.
He says that, 8, verse 8.
The witness that is coming, and let me just read it.
Which verse number?
Verse 18. That would be verse 17 18, okay. In yours. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ وَيَتْلُوهُ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْهُ أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ وَيَتْلُوهُ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْهُ. This shahid that is coming is from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is not from the Ummah of the Banu Israel. And this shahid, we believe that, is the Masih who is promised by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to come. So if you want a verse from the Quran which proves that the Messiah will come from the the Ummah of Muhammad, this is the verse I've just given you.
Wait, brother Imtiaz, why are we
now the second point is that
when we agreed that we're not going to fall for any of the digressions, why are we discussing this topic?
That's because I told you not to do it, and you went into it. You made it 40 minutes unnecessary.
No, he went on that because he thought that he has gotten some straws to catch. But when he sees that he's been exposed...
Okay, Imam Saab, can I have I'm going to ask you a question now. Very quickly, we're going to deal with this point and we're going to move on. Okay, Imam Saab, if I show you a reference from Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani's own son, that his own father, before he died, he had diarrhea next to his bed. He relieved himself and then he fell on his bed and died. Then what?
Okay, first of all, I'm not in a position to confirm what you are saying. But the point is that if I also show you that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam before his death was sick on his bed,
reference nikal Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani ke bete ka reference. Okay, if I show you, first of all, you keep bringing the Prophet in to save your liar. So let me explain now. Where's the difference? Your prophet, so-called, this was his condition. Now that you brought this upon yourself. I didn't want to do this, but you're the one who did this to yourself. So I'm going to now teach you a lesson. Okay? This is your Masih Mawood. Okay? This is your Masih Mawood, your promised Messiah. Yes? You say that he was the return of Jesus Christ. Yeah? Okay. This is what his condition was. I'm going to read references. You know Rouhani Khazain? Rouhani Khazain? Yes or no? Imam Saab, Rouhani Khazain. Do you know?
Yes, I know Rouhani Khazain.
Okay.
First of all, let me say Khazain.
Wait. Imam Saab.
I wanted you to add, because I cannot speak.
Okay, Imam Adnan, carry on.
Rouhani Khazain, chapter 19. Page 435. Mirza Saab writes, Mujhe do marz daman gir hain. Ek jism ke upar ke hisse mein ke sar dard aur dorane sar aur dorane khun kam hokar haath pair sard ho jana, nabz kam ho jana aur dusre jism ke niche ke hisse mein ke peshab kasrat se aana aksar dast aate rehna. Ye dono bimariyan kareeb 20 barse se hain. Mirza Saab is writing that I have two diseases, one on top of the body and one on the lower part of the body. The reference is Rouhani Khazain, volume 19, page 435. He said the top of the body, the diseases, headaches. In my head, I get headaches. Okay. And because of that, I become very cold and my... what do you call it? This
I think Adnan bhai has the.
So before Adnan,
Imam Saab, please wait, because you gave me the word.
Just some few seconds. First of all, I wanted you to add Raziullah because he is speaking Urdu. Raziullah is also an Urdu speaker, so that he can confirm what he is saying.
But are you saying you don't trust the translation Adnan gave you?
Huh?
Are you saying you do not trust the translation that Adnan gave you?
I'm not saying that, but
you don't need Raziullah. They can speak Urdu.
Can I finish?
I don't trust it because I do not have any way to verify.
That's fine. No problem. The other people will correct him if he's wrong.
Imam Saab, do you think I have an audacity to quote a page number and a volume number, knowing well thousands of people are watching, mostly Ahmadis are watching, 2000. And I'm going to lie about a reference? No, I've got the reference in front of me right now. Volume 19.
No, but there have been a lot of instances where there have been a lot.
It's okay, Azam. Finish your point.
Imam Saab, Volume 19, page 435, Rouhani Khazain. He says, I have an upper body disease and I have a lower body disease. Upper body is headaches, severe headaches. Lower body is extreme bouts of urination. I get too much urine and I am mostly suffering from diarrhea. And I have had these problems for nearly 20 years. Naseem Dawat, Rouhani Khazain, Volume 19, page 435. Then he goes on to say, in Rouhani Khazain, Volume 17, page 470 to 471. Main ek daimul marz aadmi hoon. I am a person who is permanently struck by disease. I am translating these words very responsibly. Main ek daimul marz aadmi hoon. I am permanently struck by disease. Hamesha dard sar aur durane sar aur kami khwab aur tashnat dil ki bimari dore ke saath aati hai. I have headaches and I have sleeplessness. Bimari diabetes hai ki ek muddat se daman gir hai. I have diabetes. Basa aukaat 100 dafa raat ko ya din ko peshab aata hai. Sometimes 100 times I have to go and urinate. Is qadar kasrat se peshab, jis qadar awariz, zof vagaira hote hain, wo sab mere shamil hal rehte hain. So I have too much urination and that makes me weak. Then, next reference, Rouhani Khazain, Volume 18, page 613. Mujhe marz diabetes ke sabab bahut takleef thi. Kai dafa 100 martaba din mein peshab aata hai. I am diabetic, severely diabetic. Sometimes I have to go to the toilet to urinate 100 times. My question is, when was he praying his salah? Okay. If he's going 100 times to the toilet, when is he praying his salah? And
If I can respond.
Okay, wait. Before
can
you
respond, because you have asked the question?
Wait, let me finish. Let me finish.
You have given about two or three quotations now, and I'm finishing.
You bring the Prophet of Islam in to save your liar and your disease-stricken Messiah. Okay, the problem here is there is a problem. Why am I mentioning these things? And the fact that he died upon diarrhea. The last act of his life was diarrhea. Okay, this is not a big deal. This doesn't prove him to be a liar necessarily. Get my point. I'm not trying to say that Mirza was a liar because he ended his life with a diarrhea. No, that's not my claim. Brother, please let me finish. My problem is that Mirza claimed to be Masih Mu'ud, the promised Messiah, Jesus Christ, the man who would heal by a touch. The only way we know Jesus in the Quran, how do we know Jesus in the Quran? What was his greatest virtue? Jesus would touch people and he would heal people. He would heal lepers. He made birds with his hands and he put them in the air. Allah had given him powers to heal people. Try to get my point. And Allah is so amazing. Allahu Akbar. Allah is so great that this liar was self-confessingly telling us, who claimed to be the promised Messiah, Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, that I am disease-stricken for 20 years. I have to go to the toilet 100 times a day. I am so severely diabetic, and I have so many headaches that I don't have a normal life. I'm weak. So what claim am I making? Here you have a promised Messiah who is supposed to heal people by touching them. He himself is disease-stricken. So don't take it to the Prophet. Don't take it to Moses. Don't take it to Abraham. Don't, because Abraham, Moses and Muhammad, alayhim as-salam, were not messiahs. They were not the ones who touched people and healed necessarily, although they have miracles. Wait, Jesus was special. Jesus was special in this. He was special. He would touch people and heal them. Mirza was disease-stricken for the best part of his life.